Let us turn to our scripture for study this morning, James chapter 3.
请翻开雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。
You might want to put a marker here because we will be referring back to it quite often.
我们可以在这里放个书签，因为我们会引用这段经文许多次。
James chapter 3, we will read from verses 1 through 12.
雅各书第三章第一节到第十二节。
James chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节。
My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Verse 2.
第二节。
For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Verse 3.
第三节。
Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Verse 4.
第四节。
Look also at ships.Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Verse 5.
第五节。
Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. Verse 6.
第六节。
And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature.And it is set on fire by hell. Verse 7.
第七节。
For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Verse 8.
第八节。
But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Verse 9.
第九节。
With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Verse 10.
第十节。
Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing.My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Verse 11.
十一节。
Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Verse 12.
十二节。
Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. When I was a child growing up here, there was a saying that we used to have.
然后在我小时候我常听到一句俗话说
I was always one of the smallest kids in school.
那时候我是在学校里面个子最小的孩子。
So I got picked on quite a bit and I got called a lot of names.
然后所以我时常会被其他的同学取笑，然后甚至帮我取不同的外号。
And I always used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
然后我常跟他们说，即使棍棒和石头能够打断我的骨头，但是你们所说的话却不能够伤害我。
But that's not true.
但这不是真的。
Because words do hurt.
因为人的言语是会带有杀伤力的。
We know that broken bones over a period of time will heal.
我们知道被折断的骨头经过时间的修养可以恢复。
But sometimes we never recover from the crushing wounds, the crushing words that are spoken.Damage our character.
然而，当我们面对那些伤害我们内心的那些话语，却时常没有办法让我们伤痛的心得以复原。
I know of people right now who are still living in depression because of words that were spoken to them many years ago.
我们知道有许多人，他们仍活在忧郁当中，因为他们没有办法从过去那伤害的言语当中来复原。
There are people that feel that they are worthless.
他们觉得他们是没有价值的。
That they are no good, that they will never amount to anything, never become anything.
他们觉得说他们是没有用的人，也没有办法成大器。
Because that's what they were told when they were growing up.
因为这是他们在成长过程当中所接受到伤害的话语。
And so they're still suffering from the verbal abuse.
因此他们的成长过程一生当中都不断地受那些伤害性的话语再次的挫折。
There's an old story about, an old American Indian story.
这是一个古老的印第安传说。
And there was an Indian woman living in a village.
有一个印第安的妇人，她住在一个小村庄里。
And there was another woman that she just did not like, and so she was always speaking badly about this other woman.
然后在一个同样的村庄里面有一个妇人，她非常的讨厌她，所以她时常在背后说她的坏话。
And this went on for many years.
然后她就这样子说这个妇人的坏话，说了许多年。
And then finally, one day she realizes she was wrong about this woman.
但是有一天，这位妇人却明白说，她误会了那一位妇人。
And she wasn't as bad as she thought she was.
她觉得她自己是一个非常坏的人。
And so she began to feel really guilty.
然后她内心充满了罪恶感。
And so she went to the village, the Indian wise man.
所以她就到了他们部落里面最有智慧的老人那里。
And she said, "How can I take back all of the wrong that I have done to this woman?"
她问这位智者说，我要如何才能将我过去那些伤害的言语从那位妇人那里取回来呢？
And so the wise man told her to go home and to kill all of her chickens.
所以这位智者对她说，你回家把你家里面所有 的鸡全部都杀掉。
And she was to pull out all of the feathers.
然后将所有的鸡毛通通拔起来。
And you put them in a bag.
然后将这些拔出的鸡毛放在袋子里。
And then return back to the wise man.
然后再回到我这里来。
And on the way, she was to take the feathers and to scatter the feathers.
但是在你来我的路上，你必须将你刚刚所收集的这些鸡毛一步一步的撒在路上。
And so she does as she's told.
所以她就按照这智者的吩咐做了。
So when she gets back to the wise man,
所以当她回到那位智者的面前
，and he tells her, "Now I want you to go back and to pick up all of those feathers."
然后智者告诉他说，你现在回去把所有的鸡毛再通通捡起来。
And she said, "It's impossible. By now the wind has scattered them everywhere."
然后这位妇人说，这不可能啊，因为风早已将那些鸡毛吹得到处都是了。
And he told her, "It is the same with your words."
然后这位智者就说，你所说的那些坏话也就是如此。
Once they are spoken,
当你说出口了
they are scattered.
它就飞散出去了。
You cannot retrieve them.
你永远都追不回来了。
You see, the words that we speak affects the world around us.
其实我们所说的话是会影响我们的生活，我们的世界。
What we say and how we communicate with each other has lasting effect.
当我们所说的话以及我们与人的互动会持续一辈子的时间。
The words that we speak can give life.
我们所说的话可以给予人生命。
It can give hope.
也可以给予人希望。
They can bring love,
可以带给人爱,
or they can bring death,
甚至可以带给人死亡,
they can bring division,
可以带给人纷争,
and they can bring destruction,
甚至毁坏。
Let us turn to Proverbs 18.
请翻开箴言十八章。
Proverbs 18.
箴言十八章。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Proverbs 18, verse 21.
箴言十八章二十一节。
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
箴言十八章二十一节，生死在舌头的权下，喜爱它的必吃它所结的果子。
就是 death and life are in the power of the tongue.
这边说到生死在舌头的权下。
Once the word has gone forth from our mouth, it is too late.
一旦我们将话说出口，就一言既出，驷马难追了。
I believe this is why James says we are to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
这也就是雅各长老提醒我们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
In other words, we are to put our mind in gear before we put our mouth in gear.
所以说，换句话说，就是我们要先认真听，然后才慢慢的说。
And we should never ever let what we say be the result of anger.
然后也不可让我们的言语成为我们愤怒的果子。
Because when we are angry, we say things that we know that we shouldn't say.
因为当我们在愤怒的时候，我们常会口不择言，说出不当的话语。
And later we regret what we say.
之后我们会后悔我们所说的话。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
我们请翻开马太福音第十二章。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音第十二章。
Verses 36 and 37.
36节三十七节
Matthew 12, verse 36.
马太福音十二章三十六节
But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. 37.
三十七节
For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. You see, the taming of the tongue and the careful watch over our speech is so very important.
所以我们可以看出说我们真的要非常的谨慎言语。
That it's so important that the Bible gives instructions concerning what comes out of our mouths.
也是 因为圣经明白地指出说，我们所说的话将定我们为义，也定我们为有罪的。
James has already told us that a mature Christian is one who will be patient in times of trouble.
然后在雅各书提，雅各长老不断地提醒我们，一个有智慧的人是能够在患难当中有耐心的人。
It is someone who will practice the truth.
也就是能够将道理实现出来的人。
So now James is telling us that a mature Christian realizes that they have power in the tongue.
然后一个成熟的基督徒对他的舌头是能够有掌控的能力。
So going back to James chapter 3.
所以我们请翻回雅各书第三章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. So we can measure the maturity of a Christian by the content of their speech.
因此，我们可以从一个人他话语的内容来决定这一个基督徒他的属灵灵修的程度。
The Apostle Paul said, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child."
使徒保罗说，当我是孩子的时候，我的说话像孩子。
I understood as a child.
然后我的理解也如同像一个孩子。
I thought as a child.
我的心思如同孩子一样。
But when I became a man,
但是当我长大成人之后
I put away childish things.
我就不再思想孩子的事情了。
So let's see what God's word has to say about our tongues and our words.
那我们来思考说神的道理来如何教导我们的言语。
So why must we watch what we say?
为什么我们要很谨慎我们的言语呢？
Because our tongue can direct us and it can direct others in life.
因为我们的舌头我们的话语能够不仅影响我们个人也会影响我们周遭的人
It has a tremendous influence and control over our life
然后我们的话语对我们的生命有极重要的影响
Do you want to know where you are going to be 10 years from now?
你想知道你十年之后你会在哪吗
What direction your life is going to be in 10 years from now?
你人生的方向在十年后会是什么呢
Just listen to your conversation.
就只要仔细聆听我们与人的对话。
What do you like to talk about?
你现在喜欢说些什么
？What do you talk about the most?
你最常说的话题是什么
？You see, we shape our words, and then our words shape or define us.
我们仔细来思考，当我们说出一些话语，而我们的话语呢，又不断的来塑造我们个人的生命。
James says the tongue is small, it's tiny.
雅各长老说，我们的舌头是非常小的。
You know, our mouth is a wet place.
那我们知道我们的口腔是个潮湿的空间。
It's very slippery.
然后是非常湿滑的。
And so sometimes we speak carelessly.
所以有的时候我们会不小心的说错话。
And because the tongue is so tiny, we think it's insignificant.
因为我们觉得我们的舌头是如此的渺小，所以我们觉得它不重要。
But it has tremendous power.
然而我们的舌头它却有极大的力量。第三节。
Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. You see, if you think about what he's talking about here.
如果我们仔细思考第三节所谈的内容。
A bit is a small piece of metal that is placed over the tongue of a horse.
一个嚼环是放在马口腔中的一个小金属片。
So that the rider can control the horse.
这样子骑马的人就可以控制这匹马。
So you've got this huge animal, 2,000, 3,000 pounds.
马是一个非常大的两三千磅的一个大动物。
And a small person riding on his back.
然后在他背上骑了有一个个子娇小的人骑在他的背上。
But that small person can control the direction of that horse just because of that little piece of metal over its tongue.
然而，一个身材娇小的骑士却能够透过一个嚼环来控制一个体材偌大的马匹。
In the same way, our tongue controls the direction of our lives.
同样的，我们的舌头也控制了我们人生的方向。
And it will direct us in whichever path we want to go.
我们的舌头会引导我们人生即将走的一个方向。
A little bit of a phrase, a little word can influence the total direction of our life.
我们所说的一小句话或者是一小段话会影响我们一生
Take for example a huge ocean liner, a cruise ship
来比方说在一个偌大的海洋里面的一艘船
It weighs thousands of pounds
然后虽然这艘船有是几千吨的一个分量。
But even in the middle of a storm.
但然而当他遇在海上遇到暴风雨的时候。
That small rudder guides that ship.
然后就他身周遭的水就不断的影响这艘船的方向。
See, our words have the capability of directing people towards Jesus Christ or away from Jesus Christ.
我们今天所说的话语能够带领人来相信耶稣，也能够引人离开耶稣。
You know, some people think that if the tongue is such a problem, maybe we shouldn't speak at all.
有些人会觉得说，如果舌头会招惹这么多的问题，那我们就不要说话好了。
There was a story about a man that wanted to become a Catholic priest.
然后有个故事说，有一个人他想要成为天主教的神父。
Some of you may have heard this.
或许你们曾经听过这个故事。
So he joins the monastery.
所以他就来到了一个修道院。
In the monastery for 3 years, they were not allowed to speak.
然后修道院的规矩是说，你在修道院三年不可以说一句话。
Except at the end of each year, they could say 2 words.
但是呢，你可以在每一年的最后一天说两个字。
So at the end of the first year, he went to the main priest, and the main priest said, "What would you like to say?"
所以这个年轻人在年终的时候来到主教面前，主教问他说，你想说什么？
He said, "Bed hard."
他说坏心。
So after the second year,
然后到了第二年，
he said, "Food cold."
他说食物寒冷。
And at the end of the third year, the priest asked him, "What would you like to say?"
然后到第三年，主教问这个年轻人说，你想说什么呢？
"I quit."
我退出。
And the main priest said, "I'm not surprised. All you've done is complain since you've been here."
然后这位主教就回答说，我一点也不惊讶，因为你来到这三年当中，你的内心不断的抱怨。
We know that we cannot go through life without speaking.
我们知道我们在人生当中没有办法不说话。
It's impossible for us.
是不可能的。
But we have to realize that our words can destroy others if we are not careful.
但是我们必须明白，如果我们说话不谨慎的话，我们可能会摧毁另外一个人的生命。
In verse 5, James gives another example.
在第五节，雅各长老给我们另外一个比喻。
He said, "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles." If you can imagine that here in California, you have many beautiful forests.
来，我们试想在加州有许多美丽的森林。
Tall, beautiful trees everywhere.
然后到处都是高耸入天的美丽丛林。
But now,Imagine in 1 minute is all up in smoke. It's gone.
那如果试想，如果说这森林着火，在一分钟之内，整个森林就被烧掉了。
Just like Southern California, you experience oftentimes, especially around the San Diego area, I guess, a lot of forest fires.
然后就像我们在南加州地区，每年到了秋季的时候，在圣地亚哥常会有野火焚林的事情。
In the island of Maui in Hawaii in 2007, entire beautiful forest gone.
然后在2007年的时候，夏威夷的毛伊岛因为野火，将整个毛伊岛的森林都烧毁了。
All because of a careless camper in a fire.
然后森林的毁坏只是因为有一个无心的露营者，他没有仔细的照顾他的营火。
One careless word can destroy an entire life overnight.
一句无心的话能够在一夜之间摧毁一个人的生命，
even thousands of lives.
甚至是几成千上万的生命。
You see, gossip is like fire.
然后人所说的闲话就如同是这个野火。
It spreads very quickly.
它能够迅速的蔓延。
And it creates a lot of damage.
并且造成无数的伤亡。
Someone told me one time.
有人曾经告诉我，
If the true Jesus Church could spread the gospel as quickly as we spread gossip, Jesus would have already come.
他说如果耶稣教会能够以传闲话的速度来传福音的话，那耶稣基督早已再来了。
I wonder how many people, because of a careless word, have destroyed marriages.
然后我常思想说，有多少人因为无心的话语来摧毁了他们的婚姻，
or destroyed their career,
或者是毁了他们的事业，
or their reputation,
或者是他们的声誉，
or the reputation of another person,
或者是别人的声誉。
Have destroyed their church,
然后摧毁了他们的教会，
or friendship,
或者他们的友谊。
The tongue not only has the power to direct where we go,
我们的舌头不仅能够掌控我们人生的方向，
but also to destroy what we have if we don't learn to control it.
他舌头甚至会毁坏我们的生命，我们所拥有的，只因为我们不懂得掌握语。
It's like a fire.
就舌头就好像一把火。
So our words can be very devastating to others.
因此，我们的话语可能会对别人造成极大的伤害。
Verse 6.
第六节。
James chapter 3, verse 6.
雅各书三章六节。
And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. Here he's saying that words can create a chain reaction.
这边提到说，人的话语会是有连锁效应的。
You can say something that you didn't mean to have any harm.
你可能无心的说出一些不想伤人的话。
But it can have devastating effects that are beyond your control.
然而这些无心的话语却有着极大的杀伤力，是你能力所无法控制的。
Just ask presidential candidate Mitt Romney about careless words.
就如同我们现在的总统候选人 Romney 一样。
Once he spoke, he couldn't take him back.
当他说出口，他就没有办法将他的话语收回。
And it caused great harm.
那因为他是具有极大的杀伤力。
Not just to himself, but to others.
他的话语的杀伤力不仅是带给他个人，更是他周遭的人。
Maybe sometimes when we speak a word, we think it's only going to affect the person that we're speaking to.
有的时候，或许我们会觉得今天我们所说的话只会影响我们说话的对象。
But it can cause a chain reaction.
然而这些话语却是能够引起极大的连锁反应。
Let me give you an example.
比方说
，A husband has been at work all day. He comes home. He's tired. He's hungry.
丈夫在辛苦工作一天之后，他又累又饿的回到家。
He's had a very bad day at work.
他在工作上面遇到许多不顺利的事。
He comes home. The wife says, "Dinner's not ready."
他回到家，妻子对他说，晚餐还没准备好。
So then he gets angry at the wife.
所以他就对太太发脾气。
He starts scolding the wife.
开始骂太太。
So then the wife becomes angry.
因此他的太太就生气了。
And she starts taking it out on the oldest child.
然后怕他把心里面的气发泄在最大的孩子身上。
And the oldest child gets angry and hits the younger brother.
然后这个大孩子突然被骂，所以心情不好，就去踢他最小的弟弟。
And the baby brother goes out and he kicks the dog.
然后这个弟弟也很不高兴，所以就出去把他家的狗给踢了一下。
And the dog goes and bites the mailman.
然后这只狗呢也很不甘愿的跑去咬了邮差。
They can have a chain reaction.
所以我们看出这个怒气是有连锁反应的。
You know, one thing, I've been married almost 44 years.
然后我已经结婚44年了。
Sometimes people say, "How? What's your secret to marriage?"
然后有人会问我说，请问你经营婚姻的秘诀是什么呢？
And I think many, perhaps some husbands here have also learned the same secret.
或许在座的许多丈夫也学到了同样的秘诀。
My wife may not always be right, but she's never wrong.
我的太太虽然不见得每一次都对，但她绝对不会错。
And I might be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
或许我有的时候会做，看起来好像不太聪明，但是我绝对不笨。
So I'm going to remember that my wife may not always be right, but she's never wrong.
所以我时常提醒自己，我的太太不见得每次都对，但她绝对不会错。
That way things stay peaceful.
也因为如此，让我们能够和睦相处。
I shared that in Boston recently, and several older sisters came up to me and said, "What did you say? I have to share this with my husband."
然后我之前在波士顿教会与信徒分享这段话，然后之后有几位老姐妹跑来问我说，请问你刚刚说的是什么？我想跟我的丈夫分享。
James says that we have to learn to manage our mouth.
然后雅各长老提醒我们必须要管我们的勒住我们的舌头。
Not only because it can direct us where we go.
不但是舌头能够掌控我们人生的方向。
It can destroy what we have.
它也能够摧毁我们所拥有的一切。
We can lose our family.
我们可能会失去我们的家人。
And our friends.
我们的朋友。
Even our careers.
甚至我们的事业。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians.
请翻开以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
29 and 30.
二十九节到三十节。
Ephesians 4 verse 29.
以弗所书四章二十九节。
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Verse 30.
30节,
and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Here Paul is saying, when we use words that tear people down rather than building them up, we are grieving the Holy Spirit of God.
然后在保罗提醒我们，当我们说话来伤害另外一个信徒的时候呢，我们是让神的灵担忧了。God
would not be pleased with our words because they are not building up the body of Christ.
神不会喜悦我们那污秽的言语，因为污秽的言语没有办法造就基督的身体。
Then let's go back to James chapter 3 again. 请翻回雅各书第三章, verses 7 and 8.
第七节,第八节。
For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Verse 8.
第八节,
but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Of all of the animals that man has been able to tame, no man can tame the tongue, humanly speaking.
就人的角度来讲，人类可以制服驯服所有的动物，却没有办法驯服自己的舌头。He
says that it is restless.
然后这是很严重的事。It's
like poison.
因为我们的舌头就像毒药一样。The
word in Greek literally means snake venom, snake poison.
然后甚至在希腊文，他用毒蛇的毒液来形容这件事。
Just a few drops can kill.
就只要几滴毒蛇的毒液就能够上取人的生命。
You know, we can assassinate people with our words.
我们知道我们可以用我们的言语来杀人。
We can assassinate their character.
我们可以杀害他们的品德。
But there is one who can control our tongue.
然而我们却没有办法来控制自己的舌头。
God is able to tame and control a lying, blaspheming tongue.
然后只有神能够来制服我们的舌头。A
slanderous, gossiping tongue.
然后神能够制服那说恶毒话语的舌头。A
backbiting, destructive tongue.
然后能够制服那毁坏人纷争的舌头。There's
a difference between gossiping and backbiting.
然后所以在说闲话跟说人坏话是不一样的。
Gossiping is, we're sitting around, we're talking about so-and-so, and we're not meaning any harm to them. We're just saying, did you hear what so-and-so did today? Or, it's very innocently.
说闲话只不过是将别人的生活的一些事情来闲话家常，并没有任何的恶意。
But backbiting is intentionally speaking to hurt someone.
但是说人的坏话却是 恶意重伤人,
to damage their reputation.
为的是要摧毁他人的信誉,
to get even with them.
然后要来报仇。
So God, our God is an awesome God, no question.
我们的神是一个毋庸置疑非常伟大的真神。
And he can do anything that we will allow him to do.
他能，只要我们愿意，神能够为我们做任何的事。
But there has to be a willingness on our part to surrender and to yield our tongues to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
但是我们必须要愿意将我们这难以驯服的舌头交给神，才能够让神来驯服我们的舌头。
You know, our words display who and what is in our hearts.
因为我们的言语表现出我们是怎样的一个人。
Because it reveals our true character.
因为我们的言语显露出我们的性格。
It tells what's really on the inside of me.
我们的言语反射出我们内在的内心深处。
And in verse 9, James will point out how inconsistent we are in our speech.
然后在第九节, 雅各长老提出说, 我们在言语上是如何的, 不一致。
With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God.
我们可以用舌头颂赞那为主为父的, 又用舌头咒诅那造神形象被造的人。
We say these things out of the same mouth.